It was an absolutely spectacular weekend for Moose Jaw High School basketball, as no less than six teams from Canada's most notorious city won their respective regional championship and will play in Hoopla next weekend. Considering the tournament is in Moose Jaw, that's an impressive accomplishment indeed. Both the Central Cyclones and Peacock Toilers got the job done in both the boys' and girls' 4A divisions, while the Vanier Spirits also won their 4A girls' regional. The Cornerstone Christian School Falcons made it a perfect weekend for local teams by winning their 3A boys regional in Unity. The Central boys are the top seed in the 4A division and looked every part of it with a pair of blowout wins, downing Notre Dame 123-42 in the semifinal before besting Martinsville 110-48 to advance to Hoopla. The Spirits were in a similar situation as the top seed in 4A girls, and thanks to a first-round bye only had to play one game to advance to provincials, that being a 65-52 win over Regina Luther. The Peacock boys were seeded second in 4A and also looked solid in advancing, defeating LaRange 98-44 to open their run and finishing things off with a 92-66 win over Saskatoon Bedford Road. The Central girls are the third seed and had two comfortable wins, defeating Martinsville 73-47 and Yorkton Sacred Heart 56-35 to book their spot in Hoopla. The Peacock girls continued their steady run of improvement all season and lived up to the fourth seed with a 77-41 win over Tisdale and 72-50 win over Humboldt. On the 4A girls' side of things, that all means that Vanier will face Peacock and Central will take on Meadow Lake when Hoopla begins next weekend. The 4A boys will see Central against Regina Luther in their opener and Peacock taking on Harvest City. At the 3A boys playdown in Unity, the 5th seed Cornerstone Christian School Falcons battled through a pair of tough games to earn their Hoopla berth, defeating Waldheim 59-56 and getting past Unity 74-68 in the regional final. All 45 regional winners will now await news as to whether or not Hoopla will take place as potential STF sanctions are expected to be announced as early as Tuesday. Be sure to check back Sunday for much, much more from regionals, and visit www.shsaa.ca for all the scores from Hoopla qualifiers this past weekend.